Now, between March 6th and March 18th, there were loud booms that shook five counties in southeastern Georgia and shook two counties in central Alabama. And then, beginning March 18th, were the persistent, loud, jolting booms in Clintonville, Wisconsin, that made national news. On March 20th, I interviewed the city administrator of Clintonville, Wisconsin, Lisa Kuss. In great detail, she summarized all the city efforts to find an answer to the jolts that she herself had experienced twice, and she stressed that geologists and seismologists dismiss seismic activity as an explanation because seismic activity is usually 3 miles deep and would not explain the close-up, jolting, rattling booms that so many people were reporting in Clintonville and even 80 miles southwest in Montello, Wisconsin, on March 20th, the same day that I was interviewing the Clintonville city administrator. Now, after police dispatchers received a few more calls early Thursday morning, March 22nd, Clintonville City Administrator Lisa Kuss announced that she was hiring the engineering firm of Rukert & Milke of Washika, Wisconsin, to install four ground seismology monitors around the city to find any possible epicenter underground that could be responsible for the persistent booms. Lisa Kuss plans to spend up to $7,000, she said, on the seismology monitoring investigation. Then, strangely, at a Tuesday evening, March 22nd public meeting at the Clintonville High School, after hiring the engineering firm to locate the underground epicenter of the strange jolting sounds, Lisa Kuss told the crowd of 400 people that she was now pretty certain the sounds had to be related to earthquakes because on Tuesday, March 20th, 2 days earlier, at 12:15 a.m., 30 miles northwest of Appleton, Wisconsin, which is near Clintonville, at a depth of 3 miles, there was a small 1.5 quake registered by the U.S. Geological Survey. However, most of the Clintonville residents at the meeting argued that they had never heard jolting booms before Sunday night, March 18th. Further, seismologists said there was no seismic link to the banging noises from March 18th to the 22nd, no seismic activity in the Montello region either, and that earthquake activity usually does happen 3 miles down, as that 1.5 did, and it was very small. And people, including Lisa Kuss, had had the jolt of their life, their bodies shaking, the ground shaking. It had to be shallow, according to seismic geologists. 6 days later, after the public meeting with the strange explanation laid on the back of that little 1.5 earthquake, the police in Clintonville began receiving some 65 calls again, reporting three or four more very loud booms. So the announcement politically didn't stop the phenomena. And one of the Clintonville residents reported, quote, "I just heard the loudest boom tonight, Tuesday, March 27th at 10:24 p.m. Scared me to death. It sounded like a truck hit my house." And many people in all of these different states have described metallic sounds and compare them to cars or trains crashing outside of their home. The week before, on March 20th, when I interviewed Lisa Kuss, and there were no answers to the loud booms, she started with what happened after midnight, early Monday morning, when she first came into it. The calls had started that night on March 18th, but as the clock went past midnight, they really started getting calls, and she went out to join with her city authorities. And now we know that the sound has continued since March 18th, and here now is Clintonville City Administrator Lisa Kuss, 1 week ago, with information that is as relevant now as it was then.
At 1:45, crews were called in. First, because of the popping-type noise, we investigated our electrical substation that's in that area. There was nothing out of the ordinary at that location. Then we started to next look internally to our water and sewer system, and were able to have our local gas company, We Energies, and an ANR pipeline representative, along with city officials, to monitor any gas levels that could have been elevated because people were talking about it sounding explosive.
Could you elaborate about popping sound at 1:45 a.m. on Monday, March 19th?
People describe it as something exploded. People thought that things happened in their basement. They sound like a loud popping, an explosive-type bang noise, or a series of bang, bang, bang. So because it wasn't as public at that time, nobody really knew that other people were experiencing it. People first reacted, did something happen in my basement? Did a vehicle hit my house? Did a tree fall on my house? Am I hearing thunder? Similar to those kinds of noises where it's a heavy, jolting, and jarring, banging noise and feeling for those that actually felt it. Some only heard it and did not feel it.
And for those first crews then, out after the 1:45 a.m. reports of popping and exploding, what happened? Did the crews stay out or did they return to offices and then you started getting a flood of more phone calls at 5:30?
No, we stayed out all night. So my police, fire, public works, and utility employees were all out together. And we created teams of people, so that police, fire, and utility with gas monitoring equipment. And we walked from one end of a street that was reporting lots of activity all the way to the other end. So it may have been an 8-block walk. And they just dropped the monitor into each manhole and detected absolutely no elevated gas levels. And it seemed like the most intense times were from 2 to 3 a.m. And so we stayed out, continued to monitor. I know myself, I was out in the neighborhood at 8:45 a.m. that morning, and there was definitely a jolt that occurred at that time.
Could you describe it in more detail because it's your personal experience?
Both of the times that I experienced it, one was that morning and one was at 10 minutes to 10 last evening. It is clearly a banging, one instantaneous bang. In one case, I was standing on a cement sidewalk, and in another, I was standing in a large utility building. Clearly, it jolts you. It sounds like someone dropped a piece of dynamite outside of the building that you're in, or that like something sort of exploded under the ground, but it's just one large bang, and you feel it, and it's over.
What did you feel physically?
Just the fact that the earth shook. I guess I would describe it as if you were next to some sort of a construction site and a wrecking ball just did one bang into a building or one jackhammer banging into the ground, that earthy type jolt, not a continuous vibration, just one solid jolt.
But you had the sense that it was below your feet, below the floor?
Clearly on the cement sidewalk, it was underneath. You know, it sounded like the exploding noise, that bang, came from underneath the earth's surface. And when we were in the building, you would have thought that something happened immediately outside the building, but you feel it in your feet. Some people report feeling things rattling. People's lamps rattled on their tables, that their windows and doors shook.
Any sense of what it might have been?
You have absolutely no clue. That's the frustrating thing, and that you know that what you heard and felt is what everybody else feels at that exact moment. We had absolutely no phone calls late afternoon yesterday or into the early evening. And as soon as we felt the jolt at 8:10 p.m. yesterday, the phone lines lit up at the police department for the following 15 minutes, and then they stopped. So you know that everybody's experiencing the exact same jolt of energy.
Okay, so that was 8:10 p.m. on Monday evening, March 19th.
There was another large jolt at 10 p.m., and then again at 12 a.m., 1 a.m., and 2 a.m. And when we indicate that those are the times, it's based on a large volume of phone calls coming in immediately after that time to the police department.
Did the descriptions change at all?
The only thing that changed was a somewhat wider area of people calling. And so the descriptions of what was happening was not different. However, where we had sort of quantified it to the northeast quadrant of the city, it seemed to go slightly further west and south of that same quadrant.